From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua with the next portion of a message called Religious But Not Regenerate. From the seventh chapter of Joshua, Dr. Cairns is continuing to examine the sin of Achan, whose disobedience caused Israel's defeat at Ai. Most Christians tend to think of Achan's sin and its consequences as a national tragedy. But as we've been seeing, it also has a very personal aspect. Achan had all the appearance of a true follower of the God of Israel. Yet God was not fooled by Achan's hypocrisy. It's a sad fact that many churches have members or regular attenders who give all the appearances of true religion. And yet under the facade of piety lies the tragic truth that they have never been born again. The fate that befell Achan is sure to be visited upon these false professors, unless there is true repentance and a wholehearted embracing of Christ as Savior and Lord. The true nature of Achan's heart was revealed by his attitude towards sin. So it is with those who profess love for God, but prefer the pleasures that are associated with the ungodly. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 37 and verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord. The teaching of these words must seem very surprising to those who are strangers to vital godliness. But to the sincere believer, it is only the inculcation of a recognized truth. The life of the believer is here described as a delight in God, and we are thus certified of the great fact that true religion overflows with happiness and joy. Ungodly persons and mere professors never look upon religion as a joyful thing. To them it is service, duty, or necessity, but never pleasure or delight. If they attend to religion at all, it is either that they may gain thereby, or else because they dare not do otherwise. The thought of delight in religion is so strange to most men that no two words in their language stand further apart than holiness and delight. But believers who know Christ understand that delight and faith are so blessedly united that the gates of hell cannot prevail to separate them. They who love God with all their hearts find that His ways are ways of pleasantness, and all His paths are peace. Such joys, such brimful delights, such overflowing blessednesses do the saints discover in their Lord, that so far from serving Him from custom, they would follow Him though all the world cast out His name as evil. We fear not God because of any compulsion. Our faith is no fetter, our profession is no bondage. We are not dragged to holiness, nor driven to duty. No, our piety is our pleasure. Our hope is our happiness. Our duty is our delight. Delight and true religion are as allied as root and flower, as indivisible as truth and certainty. They are, in fact, two precious jewels glittering side by side in a setting of gold. 'Tis when we taste thy love, our joys divinely grow, unspeakable like those above, and heaven begins below.
Thank you.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
Yeah. Can I point out to you that what betrayed the true state of Achan's heart was his attitude to God and to sin? When I ask you to consider your heart, I'm saying that there is an objective standard whereby you can discover whether you've ever been born again of the Spirit of God. Consider Achan. All the children of Israel received the same divine law before attacking Jericho. They all knew that they were barred from touching the accursed thing. They all knew that God had made that the touchstone of the reality of their standing with Him. They all knew that God's death sentence was upon the man who would breach this law. Every one of the children of Israel, and all those soldiers especially going into battle, received the same law as Achan. Now many other soldiers must have seen the treasures of Jericho. In fact, they had to handle them, for they were the people who brought them and led them in the treasury of the Lord. Many of them, being ordinary men and being poor men, nomads, with very, very little of this world's goods, many of them must have felt the temptation that Achan felt. They were not perfect men, but every one of them knew this is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of obeying and recognizing my God or denying my God. So they took the Lord's side against the world and the flesh and the devil. When Achan took the booty of Jericho, far more than showing the greed of his heart, he showed his attitude to God, to God's law, and he showed his attitude to sin. When Achan did that, he sent a message straight to heaven as to who was the real ruler of his heart. God had made it abundantly clear. He had made this so clear that Achan could make no mistake about it. So with deliberation, Achan flew in the face of God, and he was saying in the loudest and clearest way, "This is what I think of God, and this is how I love my sin." The very first proof of a new heart and of a genuine faith is a new attitude to God and a new attitude to sin. When the apostles went out preaching, they preached repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance toward God. You remember, I did a series of messages on that text a year or two back. And I pointed out that repentance is put before faith, not because in actual chronology we repent before we believe. You try that sometime and you'll find it's impossible. Repentance is an act of faith. But it's put before faith because in salvation, the very first proof of a new heart is a new attitude to God, a new attitude to the Word of God, a new attitude to the authority of God, a new attitude to the glory of God, and therefore a new attitude towards sin. In Romans chapter 8, both in verse 1 and verse 4, we are told emphatically that true believers walk not after the flesh, but they walk after the Spirit. That's not a condition of being saved. That's the result of being saved. You don't save your soul by walking after the Spirit. You don't become regenerate by denying the flesh and walking in the Spirit. No, but when you are regenerated, you deny the flesh and you walk after the Spirit. That is the mark of true salvation. That is the mark of a man who is truly regenerated. God's people, washed in the blood of Christ, made new creatures by the Spirit of Christ, are people who are at one with God, but at war with sin. Never forget that. Paul puts it this way in Romans 8:13. If ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. Now, I've heard preachers preach in that text. I remember as a young preacher, I preached on it this way myself, before I knew any better. Some truth in what is being said here, but it's not the ultimate truth of the text. I have heard preachers say, this is to the Christian, and if as a Christian you walk after the flesh, it will be death to your prayer life, it will be death to your reading of the Bible, it will be death to your love for souls. Now, all those things would be true of a Christian. But that's not what he's saying in Romans 8. He's saying, you profess to be saved. You have the appearance of being saved. Well, let me tell you, if you are born again of the Spirit of God, the mark of the born again man is he's at one with God, he's at war with sin, and if you live as a practice after the flesh, if that is your natural realm, if you're at one with sin and at war with God, then he says you'll die. And it's the same death as the wages of sin is death. It's exactly the same death. The death that Paul talks about is death for all eternity. He's saying, look, if you have never had a new attitude to God, a new attitude to sin, if you've never changed sides in the battle between God and sin and the devil, then you've never been born again. You've never been born again. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Now, I want you to understand that. It's not he may be a new creature. In most cases, we hope he will become a new creature. With a little practice, he may arrive at being a new creature. That's not what it says. By the action of the Holy Spirit in putting a man into Christ, by that regenerating act of the Spirit of God, that man, that moment, becomes a new creature. That's what he's saying. And oh, that we would grasp this. Only new creatures are saved. Only new creatures are saved. They're not perfect in themselves. No, they're not. Though every true Christian I have ever known would give all he has to be perfect. They're not perfect in themselves, but they have a new attitude to the Lord. He is their God, their King, their Master. He is not an imposing intruder. God and His Word are not a burden that weighs them down. No, no. They love the Lord. New creatures acknowledge Him and they fight their sin. Achan was an unrenewed man. He went into sin with his eyes open. He continued in that sin for many days. He had ample opportunity to repent. There was quite a period when he could have brought all that he had taken and brought it to Joshua and said, "Joshua, I have been tempted, and I almost took this for myself. But there it is where it belongs." He had opportunity to confess and to repent, but he refused to do so, continuing to compound his guilt. And as he went on, he involved his wife and his children, and he hid behind the cloak of religious profession. Everybody took him to be a good, upstanding member of the Jewish church. Yes, he hid behind his profession. Let me tell you, those are the marks of an unregenerate man. Listen, you may tell me, "Yes, I walked the aisle. Yes, I joined the church. Yes, I got baptized. Yes, this." Oh, you may tell me all those things. But if you are walking into a life of sin and ungodliness with your eyes open, continuing in that sin where God is denied, His Christ is denied, you have no heart for Christ, no heart for the Word of Christ, or the glory of Christ, or the work of Christ, or the people of Christ, you have no heart for those. Your people are the world's people. Your conduct is the world's conduct. Your enjoyment is the world's enjoyment. Your environment is the world's environment. That's your home. Man, if you're telling me that. But you salve your conscience by a little trip to church, the way a papist would salve his conscience by a little trip to the confessional. Then think again. Think again, man. For that's the mark of an unrenewed and unregenerate sinner. Again, let me invite you today to examine yourself in the light of this Word of God. And if this day finds you still unsaved, I have only one word for you, and that is flee. Flee to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the Savior of sinners. Jesus Christ's precious shed blood has all the virtue and all the power to wash away sin, original sin, actual transgression. The grace of God is mighty to transform the vilest offender and make him a virtuous saint of God. Flee to Christ. Paul said to the Philippian jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info at faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.